listening to From the Friars Podcast, the community of Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, headquartered in the Bronx, New York City.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for them each to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, and about 5,000 in number. When Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them, and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon and welcome. May the Lord give you peace. Amen. Flowers are all very happy with all the rain, huh? How many times have we heard this story before, right? It's very familiar, the multiplication of the loaves and fishes. And of course, so many of the details here there are pointing us towards some very profound things. But there's one little detail that I'd like to talk about today, and that is the little boy who gave his 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Who was that? Well, we don't know. We don't hear about him again. Could he have become, you know, a bishop or a martyr? You know, we just don't know. In heaven, we'll finally get to meet him and we'll find out his story. Like, who was he? You know, what family did he come from? And that whole thing. I thought maybe eventually he went on to open a deli and a cheese company called Cheeses of Nazareth. It's an interesting detail. I was thinking, you know, the Lord could have made food appear miraculously out of thin air, just like the manna in the Old Testament. Clearly, there's a manna background here, right? Every morning, the Jewish people, during their pilgrimage through the desert, there would be this miraculous hoarfrost they would gather and make loaves of bread with. but Jesus invites this little boy's offering. And it's an interesting thing. We know the story, so when we're hearing it, we know where the story's going. But if for a moment, if you could suspend your memory of the ending of the story, the moment the little boy steps forward, this is probably his lunch. He, like the other people, have been there and is hungry, and he offers his lunch, but not really knowing, oh, Jesus is going to multiply this and we're all going to eat. He doesn't know that at the moment. So he just offers his lunch. And as I was praying with that, I thought, would it have made sense if he like cut it in half, like kept a little for himself to eat, and here's the, you could have some, we could share, you know? But no, he gives everything. He gave the whole thing to the Lord. And in so doing, he becomes a great role model for us. Generosity, simplicity, and surrender to the Lord. Here, it's, you know, I'll give it all to you. And in that way, he kind of reminds me of that widow from the widow's mite. Remember the poor little widow? Had nothing. She had 2 pennies. But she gave the 2 pennies, and Jesus tells his followers, she gave more than anyone else, you know. So he's like that, this childlikeness. I'm reminded of the other moments where Jesus says, unless you become like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom. This must have been the inspiration for that. This little child who just generously holds back nothing. He gives everything. He's so generous. In some ways, he reminds me of the 3 shepherd children. Now, you knew I was going to talk about that, right? At Fatima. You know, they were so generous in their penances, right? They gave up their lunches to other poor children, and they prayed and fasted. And one of my favorite moments is when they're asking Mother Mary, will we go to heaven? Will you take us to heaven? Yes, I will take you to heaven. Little Francisco will need to do many rosaries first. Why? I don't know. But his response to that comment was so beautiful. He said to her, tell the lady, I'll say as many rosaries as she wants. There it is, huh? That generosity, that simplicity, and that like holding back nothing. And in many ways, my friends, Jesus is the one who gives everything on the cross, right? He holds back nothing. And in so doing, he becomes like that grain of wheat that dies and is buried and then is fruitful. You know, it's fruitful. And so we know ultimately the story, the multiplication of the loaves, has got a Eucharistic undertone, because he took, he blessed, he broke, he gave the same things he did at the Last Supper. So for us, my friends, what can we do in the face of a world that's gone mad, in the midst of a tidal wave of craziness and evil and suffering and all the difficulties that are there? We feel hopeless in the face of all of this. What can we do? We can give to Jesus what we have, and that is enough. You know, there's an invitation here for all of us to be generous, to trust in the Lord, and to give him everything, to hold back nothing, and in trusting in that, that we will have what we need, right? Give us this day our daily bread. The Lord supplies the rest. And like those children of Fatima, we could pray that way all day long. Like, I offer this sacrifice for love of you, for reparation, for sin. But the place where we can pray that way most clearly is when we go to Mass. We come to Mass. We don't just come here to see what we can receive. We go to Mass to see what can I give. I'm here to give the offering of myself, my joys, my sorrows, my pains. You know, I'm here to unite that to the Lord. So my friends, when we're at Mass, hold nothing back. In the intention of your heart, give it all to the Lord. You know, and then we receive him in Holy Communion, and it's a very small little host, you know. But you know, there's been saints in history who lived on the Eucharist alone as a miracle to point to the sign that in the Eucharist is our sustenance. It provides the graces that we need to live faithful, holy lives, to do our part in the cooperation with the coming of God's kingdom. It's marvelous. You know, that mustard seed that becomes the large bush for the birds of the air, like that small becomes big metaphor that happens in so many of Jesus's teachings. You know, this little boy stands as an example for us, you know, a role model, an inspiration. Let's imitate him. Let's give everything to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to From the Friars Podcast, the community of Franciscan Friars, the Renewal. Please visit us at franciscanfriars.com or on social media, CFR_Franciscans.